Nurse! What's the line?
Nurse, nagpili na ako na huwag papasukin yung asawa ko sa klinik.
Huwag mong papapasok ng babae.
Alam niyo namang OB ako. Alam niyo namang OB ako.
You know, speaking of doctors, I was trying to look up, like, hottest man alive earlier today.
Why,
while
babe?
I was
why?
I don't
why,
know.
Man?
I don't know.
I don't know if
whoa,
I'm worried.
Oh, don't
about
go there.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy it's not hottest woman, but
I was looking at hottest man in the world, and most of the returns were Dr. Mike, and I'm like, who the fuck?
Who's Dr.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike?
So I checked Dr. Mike, I'm like, puta, oh, pogi, no? And then I just hit images more. Puta, gonna explain any words back? Words back. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that Dr. Mike was Wurtzbach's boyfriend before her current husband. So I'm like, hottest man alive. Did not know at all that there was a relationship to
the
this show.
Miss Universe.
To this show.
Oh, to this show.
That's right. So.
So.
Nurse.
See no hotter.
What do you mean?
See John C or
see this
Mike?
you have to always, it's so ingrained in your system that there has to be a rivalry.
Said
we've talked about
man
this
alive, and we
yeah
have,
I'm not comparing him to Jeremy. I'm
we're
just
talking about the Miss
Honest
Universe here, the most beautiful
Chopper.
Person.
No. It's not Miss Universe.
Chopper, wag mo pagtatalunan yung mga gwapo. Ayaw namin ng ganyan ni Mo na pinagtaklas yung mga gwapo.
Grabe kayo, itong, one way
itong good times yung papapalitan namin ng gay times with Mo. So eto lang nga Mo at chika, no?
See, I don't have a problem pagka girls and then you guys are looking at the girls casino hotter. I say my opinion. I'm just asking.
No, I am completely fine with looking at hot guys all day long. Like,
guys,
nag-try
kong
totally
all,
fine with me.
Kumakailangan guys, nag-try ko inigate. Nag-try ko
no,
pero
no, no,
I can't
no. Alex,
stop
you're
to,
fucking so, no, you're lying. Again, Alex, we talked about this on the radio the other day. We literally were sitting on a couch watching Matteo Berrettini play tennis, and every time he scored a point, we're like,
yeah.
Putang ina, guapo talaga, putang ina to.
It's not ang galing niya talaga every time he scored a point.
Putang ina, guapo na to.
Dr. Mike.
Yeah, so Dr. Mike. And
while eating sausage, by the way, while eating sausages.
D-Boy says, Mo, are you coming to our side, Naba? I'm assuming the side of, I mean, no. But I am very comfortable. Listen. You're not going to find a straighter guy. Well, no, I mean, I don't really mean that literally because I'm sure there are straighter guys than me, but I am 100...
What do you mean? Even that line.
I'm 100% max straight, okay? I am iPhone 15 Pro Max straight, okay? Can't get any
well,
straighter.
Well, naglalaan tayo sa Vegas, nagawa ka yung kaway natin saglit, nagkatinginan tayo, Mo. Kaya may awkward
okay,
tayo sa bahay.
Is it a problem if a guy who's 100% straight, trust me, I am 100% straight. I cannot, like, there's no way I could be next to open air dick. Like, I cannot do it. But isn't it good that I can, like, dude, that guy's fucking hot. Like, the guy's super hot. Or don't use the word hot. Just say, ang pogi ng gago na to ah. Like, I have to throw in the gago na to, yung baho ng balls mo, whatever.
After. Like, kailangan may ganun.
I have to do that? I can't just say, like, this guy's super hot?
Yeah.
Mahirap yung pogi, tas may gagat sa ang pogi ito?
I'm not doing that.
No, I mean, but if you...
Ginagawa ko lang, ang pogi na to.
No, but if you leave it there na, ang pogi naman, or that guy's really hot, or that guy's parang, and...
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, if your boyfriend, husband, whatever, can go, hey, that guy's really hot, but you know he's 100% pro max straight. That's what I am, 100% pro max straight. Isn't that like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, that's good. That's good. Yeah, he's good. He can say that.
Sounds like a trap.
Sige mo, explore mo yan. Explore mo yan. Share mo ang feelings natin para alam nila na straight tayo. Diba? Appear.
All right. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. You're 13. I think this is episode 20 now. We are doing a back-to-back episode if we can push the time because I know, Alex, you've got work here at 12 o'clock.
No, it is... wala
yung dedication, Alex. Yung dedication.
Wala. Clear ko. Pucha. Kung wala namang kwenta, clear.
It is 9:45 in the morning on this Saturday. So thank you everybody who's streaming us live on playback.tv/goodtimes. That's how you stream
straight
the show.
Straight ako, Mo. Straight ako. Pero kung halimbawa, isang bagay, tapos si Mo ako.
There you go. playback.tv/goodtimes. If you want to stream us live, also please get the app, hit join room so you can essentially subscribe to the podcast. And you can find the radio show there as well. So it's all one channel, radio, podcast. Radio has been fantastic. The numbers that we get on there are crazy. I put it up already now on the Spotify podcast. So if you missed an episode, you can go ahead and find it there. Alex is there. Sam is there. Kirill is there. Maybe, maybe, just maybe. Nico's coming back. It's going to be awesome. So make sure to do that. Let's get ready to go because we have our first call waiting. And his name is Jay. Jay is 40 years old, just turned 40 a couple days ago. He is in Cebu, and he's on the show. Hey, Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, Jay.
Cebu!
Hey, guys. Oh. Cebu, yeah.
Cebu, alam na yan.
Ang daming hot guys dun.
Anong alam na? What do we know?
Senor. Well, I remember from the radio show way, way back, if we have callers from Cebu, it's always like...
No, that's not radio. That's podcast.
Oh, podcast. Yeah. It's, Malibog or something.
Yeah, it's always some crazy shit. Freaky Cebu.
Ay, patay ka dyan. Toy pa chopper, si chopper, oh. Pag Cebu malibog, patay ka dyan. Patay ka
dyan. Well, the thing is, I'm mixed. I was born in Manila. My father's from Negros, and my mom's the pure Cebuana. So okay. I'm all around.
I was born malibog.
Right.
Yung Cebu malibog, no? Yung Manila, super malibog.
All right. Anyway, Jay, welcome to the show.
Okay, sorry.
You're 40. What's going on, man? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. And been a long time fan. Back when Chopper was still a regular caller.
Oh,
wow.
That's that long, yeah.
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 I remember those days when she idolized
him.
Yeah. 2010.
Yeah. The way she talks to me now, it says if my radio is on and my speaker is on when I'm calling the radio show. That's what it is. What's up, man? How can we help you?
Yeah, so backstory. I'm your exception to all your callers. I'm your exception. I got married way back 2011.
Parang mag-iayabang ka lang. Anong exception to all the color? If wala kang problema.
No. Well, I do have. So going back, I got married 2011 and I was in the BPO industry.
Okay.
I met a girl. I cheated on my wife. Left my wife.
How are you the exception
for the girl I met?
It's not good.
Yeah, so
first 5 sentences, pasok na pasok ka doon sa target market namin.
I know.
You are the target market. You are our viewer, listener, and you are our caller.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, here's the twist. Most of your callers would say the guy will tell me na he's gonna leave his wife. They're not in good terms. Well, I left my wife for the girl I cheated with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still with her. 10 years.
Then why are you
now
calling?
I know.
Mga putang ina boses. I'm still with her. Mga putang ina niyo. Oh yeah, then why are you here on the show?
Well, here's the thing. So
what's with the condescending
it's not
voice?
10 years. Huh? We've been together for 10 years. It's not all
10 years.
You know, great and dandy.
Okay, let's let him finish. Here, go ahead.
Here's the thing. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm feeling sad. I'm out of the house right now so I can talk to you guys so that my family, my partner and my kids won't hear me because I haven't been talking to my partner for about a week now. Sex is good. We do have regular sex. It's wild. It lasts 5 hours.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, is that a yearly accumulation?
Yeah,
like, what is this?
No.
For
the session. Yeah, for one session, it lasts 5 hours.
May tulog, may hours. May kain.
It's wild. If you guys have callers that would, you know, share their wild stories. It's wild. It's really wild. It lasts 5 hours because we do. Yeah. So it's fun. The sex is, it's okay. That's not a problem. The problem is after that, she goes back to being, like, you know, she doesn't show her respect to me. It's like right now. We were supposed to eat breakfast together, and then when I tried to join them to eat, she stood up and walked away. I was like, what the fuck?
We're supposed
to eat together.
Yeah, but Jay, that's right now. You guys haven't spoken in a week. I mean, that's right now. And that's not every day, I'm assuming. You're just having to have an argument this past week?
Actually, it's a normal thing. If we have an argument or a fight, we don't really talk about it. We just let it pass, and then I get to the point where I miss her. I want it to be back to normal. So I talk to her. What I do is I prepare an ice bath. So we do regular ice bath Friday, Saturday. So it makes your life a lot better after an ice bath. So that's what I do. We do ice bath together, after which we go back to being normal. I mean, you know, back to being friends, back to being lovers, back to being partners. And that's what we've been doing for a couple of months now.
Okay.
But now I'm on the point where I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm stressed at work. You know, you reach a point where is it like worth it? I mean, I'm just tired. I'm just.
What is the major problem though? Okay, we get you're tired, and we get there are moments that you argue, the silent treatments. Right now, you're currently in one. Sure, let's look at the positives. The sex is great. 5 hours, the envy of all couples now, especially considering you guys have been together for quite a bit, and you're still able to maintain
with two
that.
Kids.
Yeah, and two kids. Yeah. That's fucking envious, right? Like truly, but. Where do these problems generally start from? Like you said, hey, she doesn't really respect me. Okay, but what's the genesis of this?
Yeah, well, going back to the backstory, she's the side chick. So she always tells me when we do the session, the sex session, we party, we take ecstasy. So okay. And if I'm under the influence. I'm honest, like fucking 100% honest. She asked me anything, I would tell her what happened. Even to the point, did you cheat on me? If I did something wrong, I would tell her, even if she's gonna get hurt and she's gonna cry.
This is
and
because you guys are high.
I'll tell her.
Because you're on drugs. You're high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
when you're high, you tell the truth.
Yep, yep, yep.
Interesting.
What did you say? Is there something that you said or admitted to doing while you were high that kind of triggered this whole she has no respect for
nope,
you now?
Nope, not this time. Not this time.
But before, was there any time? Because sometimes, like, maybe the last time you had sex.
Every time we party, every time we take ecstasy, it's always honesty 100%. She's going to ask me what happened, and I'll tell her what happened. But I haven't cheated on her, you know, because...
Ever?
Oh,
okay. Fantastic.
So back to my question. Like, was there anything you said that could have disappointed her? May ginawa ka ba?
Not that I can remember off. This time, I don't
not
know.
Not this time.
I,
this the whole time. Because it...
No, no. No, you're asking a question that's singular in a response. But he's talking about a duration where he's getting tired. He's using this week as... Sorry. He's using this week as an example of an ongoing problem. So when you ask the question
exactly.
as a singular, there's no answer to that. So when did this decline start?
Yeah, yun ang interesado.
Well,
overtime, hindi naman siya biglaan eh. Kailangan niya may...
Yeah, so...
Tama naman yung
yeah, that's it.
Start,
from the beginning, since the relationship started off bad because I got married, I cheated on my wife, I picked her, I changed everything. She always tells me that she can't move on from the guilt of being the side chick and I pick her and things like that. It's really hard because she can't move on and she treats the relationship as if it's not right or like
Does she want to get married?
It's her fault. I think she does. Well, of course she does. Okay, my annulment with my ex-wife is it's coming through na. They had her last hearing this month, so it's gonna get the final decision. And backstory, and my wife and my kids, we're still friends, and she's part of the family, and she knows that they're friends too.
Okay, that's a really good piece of information to know. Okay, so listen, I think your question was, should you give up or something like that, right?
No, yeah, but that's the last resort. I just want to what can I do to get this feeling off of me that I'm feeling exhausted, tired, I'm stressed out.
I think just so we can start answering some of this stuff, not that this is going to be the solution, but I think it's a really good start, is when the annulment gets through, maybe the part where she feels it's wrong will come to an end, because there's some kind of finality, there's some kind of decision that, okay, you guys can now be together legit. I think validation of you guys are a true couple now is going to be huge for her. So any talk of, hey, maybe I should get out of this already, you should wait until after the annulment. Maybe even if you guys get married after the annulment, then if it hasn't improved, we can start swimming in that pool. But as you guys know, and I've said this many times through the show's history, when you start in scandal, you sometimes end in scandal. When you start in chaos, you end in chaos. And I think that happens a lot. Maybe you're the exception to the rule, but I think it happens a lot. And what comes along with that is a level of trust issues, confidence in your partner, knowing that they can do it, knowing what they look like when they cheat, because you were on the other side of that. So you can see the tells. You're like, oh, I saw this when you were cheating with me. I'm seeing it again. And you can recreate a scenario in your head that looks like cheating. All of those things come into the mix when you start with scandal or you start with chaos.
But there's no cheating issue here, right? Like,
you're more
I'm tired of arguing, and it's like, it's now becoming the rhythm of our relationship where we argue, we don't talk about it.
But she's still talking about it being wrong 10 years later, 2 kids later.
Yes.
Well, that's why I think, like, to make it right, that's why I asked, like, does she want to get married? Because at that point, like, I feel like that's something like, hey, we need to make this right. Yes. You know, the only time that people will stop looking at me as your side chick is when we get married, when we legitimize this. And that's the only way, is you get married.
But let's go back to the first question real quick, and I'll throw this to Alex so he's got some mic time here. But when did the decline happen? Because here's my problem. If your wife's treating you like shit and disrespectful and all of that, once that becomes medio part of the culture of this relationship, that's really hard to get rid of, because that's who she is and that's how she is to you now. Like, if your wife treats you like
and
shit.
And every time we do the session, we talk about it. I always remember, I backtrack all your episodes of 2023, and you always give the advice, talk. Tell her, tell him what you want.
Yeah.
And we do that. I always repeat myself, telling her, I just want your respect. Just respect me. Just
right. You know, and if you're not going to get it, after over and over telling somebody something, then we start thinking about maybe you guys are not the right match. Because again, you've backtracked. I've been saying this for fucking not 1 year, not 2023, but for many years.
Yep.
Once you get into this rhythm where she just completely doesn't like you, even if you ask and you ask and you ask and they don't do and they don't do and they don't do, the conversation of leaving is a real one. All I'm asking is just a little bit longer, because if the annulment is right around the corner, let's see if that is going to be the thing that changes her. My only concern is if she's been like this now for a few years, a piece of paper is not going to change the way she looks at you. If she doesn't like you anymore, she doesn't like you, man. And it's very hard to come back from that. Real quick, Alex.
But here's the thing.
Wait, hold on. Alex, go.
Yeah.
Gano'ng katagal kayo mag-asawa nung asawa mo?
yung asawa ko talaga or this one?
Oh.
No, no, asawa, tayo mag- your
bago
wife, pasok wife.
Si bago siya kay nagiwalay.
Yung na, yung napakasawa ko, yeah, yung napakasawa ko we were married for 2 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, 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 yeah, 2 years. 2011 to 2013. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, kaya ako tinatanungan is from a pyramid's point of view, no? Napalanula nung side chick mo yung trono ng number one. Pero dahil alam niya na ang pagkaapanalo niya is may tinanggal siyang number one, alam niyang may kapabilidad na matanggal din siya because of that chaos nga na sinasabi ni Mo. Yun ang magandang paliwanag doon. Nung nag-number one siya, posibleng may mag somewhere along the way na nangyayari yung ginawa niya. That's the pyramid. Yan ang problema sa pyramid kasi nga, you conquered number one, you're now number one, and you're thinking, ayoko magkaroon ng kalaban sa number two because been there, done that. Yeah. Yun yun, no? Tapos, ang problema, yung tinalo niya, is still within the pyramid kasi andun pa rin yung wife mo sa buhay mo. So, hindi lang sa new kalaban, kundi pati yung existing na tinalo niya might come back to regain number one. So, yung tiring na sinasabi mo, you are tired because you're trying to prove to her na you are the number one forever.
I like...
Kasi number one, yung nakuha niyang disrespect sa paligid niya, inalabas niya sa'yo kasi hindi siya nirirespeto ng paligid niya at para maaganti siya sa frustration niya, dinidisrespect niya. Pero yun ang outlet niya to you.
I'm not
dahil
sure.
Dahil sa mga nababasos niya.
Okay, I like everything you
said. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Alex, fuck, I agree with most of that what you said, pero except dun sa part na hindi siya nirespeto because my family, my whole family, my brother, my sister, my cousins, everybody loves her naman.
And, okay, like yung perception and, lang niya.
Pero sa mundo niya,
wala nang problemang ano, when it comes to sa family.
No, no, I'm with
pero
you.
Pero mabilis lang ha. Yeah, sa mga nagmamahal sa paligid niya, sincere yun, pero sa kanya, as an insecure person, lahat yun, mabibigyan niya ng kulay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my thing real quick. I love what you said, Alex. There's just one thing I might disagree with, and I'm with Jay on this. I don't think that your ex-wife is a threat in this pyramid. What I do think is she is a reminder of the pyramid, and that is different because your current girl is feeling bad about being a kabit, feeling bad about being a mistress, eh putang ina yung the girl that she wronged is in the house all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's an uncomfortable feeling. So
you have to cut ties.
I'm not going to say that she is competition. It's possible. I'm not sure if I feel that right now, but she is a reminder that
I know. Yeah. Pero sa isang babaeng inagawan niya yung babae niyon, ang tingin niya pa rin doon, former enemy. Hindi nga, kahit malinis na yung wife mo.
Yeah, it's possible.
Ang tingin
it's
nung...
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's competition, but it's definitely still reminder. A very obvious reminder of what you've done wrong. And this is, again, where I think the annulment and, as Chopper said, possible marriage immediately after is going to help. The thing is, should we advise him to marry her after the annulment when he's already fucking flirting with maybe even leaving? Like, you're going to have to go through two annulments? That's really hard to do. So you're in a bit of a shitstorm here. I'm not 100% sure what the path is, but I think it starts with the annulment. Seeing if she changes, I'm not too confident she will. And if she doesn't, wait, do you guys have kids or the two kids are from your ex-wife?
I have three, one with the ex-wife, two with her.
I mean, she's going to have to do her part, though.
The child.
She's going to have to do her part. Listen, everybody here can go, you're an asshole, you cheated on your wife. But she had a very big part of that as well. She agreed to it in the pyramid and then agreed to have a family with you. So she's as guilty as you are. 100% or 50-50. There's no one person is worse than the other. So she has to do her part in this, too. Annulments take a long time in the Philippines. I did that part. I am trying to fix our relationship. I'm calling a fucking podcast. I'm putting an ice bath together. We're fucking popping E so we can have 5-hour fucking fuck sessions. But, motherfucker, you have to do your part too. And if you're going to continue to just treat me like shit, because that's what you've been doing, what's in it left for me? And I know that it's easy to blame the guy and put a lot of the responsibility on the guy and point fingers at the guy, but she has a part in it too. And if she's going to treat you like shit and you've communicated with her countless times, of how you feel and she doesn't want to do anything about it, I would not get married after the annulment.
Hey, just one last thing. Talk to her when you're both not high. Have a, like, I get it. Oh, we can be more honest. Like, fuck that. Have a normal, serious talk. Okay?
I agree. I think the drugs is hindering the genuine part of the communication.
Correct, correct.
The genuine part of fixing your problems. It might be fun for the banging, but I would not talk while high. If you're going to do ecstasy, it's for the sex. By the way, I wouldn't do it, but I've never done it. If you guys, if that's your shit and you fuck with that stuff, then fine. But do not communicate at an intellectual and emotional level when fucking popping E. Okay?
Well,
I don't know if that's even what they do.
Yeah, I mean, like, sa presidential election, sa presidential election, never in the history na yung tinalong president will be kinuha ng nanalong presidente sa part of the government.
Yeah.
Never. Wala talaga. Pag natalo yung presidente ng kabilang presidente, yung presidente is out. He will not be part of any government seat kasi there's always a threat.
How about this? What do you think if since the annulment is coming to fruition, how about if I propose to her right now? And
you can propose.
See if things will change just to give her a jump start in the assurance.
I'm okay with that. Just can't get married until you see
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I can't get married. I'm still technically married until I get the
annulment. I get it, but I'm saying is don't get married right away.
Just to give her the assurance, after this, we'll get married.
You got it.
So here.
Napakasimple ang problema mo in proposing. Ang pinakamahinding decision mo, yung hiniwalayan mo yung asawa mo for another woman. I think that's the most difficult part of your life right now. Pero yung proposing to your girl is the simplest. Kaya lang yung resulta will not be guaranteed.
Yeah,
yun lang yun.
Yeah, it's possible but not sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, from what I'm understanding is wait for the annulment and then propose and then see if things change. So maybe we can jumpstart that by proposing, see if things change, then push through with the wedding.
Yeah.
If not, then
And propose when you're high, because that'd be fun.
No.
Yeah, propose when you're on ecstasy,
because
that's always good.
Well, it's like what. For us works a lot. It gets better when we do that, and then
during the it's sex, just that fine if that's your thing, but again, like Mo and Alex agrees with this, when you're gonna have a serious conversation and making serious decisions, don't do that there. Like, keep that.
Of course not.
Hold on, aren't you too old for this shit?
I know, right? 40 drugs, like,
aren't you too old?
Nobody's too old for
drugs?
Enjoying life.
Oh my god.
For enjoying life.
Yeah, I'm enjoying life sipping this fucking drink.
Walang nobody's too old. Tutut mo. May ibang gana ng pag... May limit ng pag...
Yeah.
Nope, not if it... No.
Okay,
I disagree.
Hold on. Yeah,
I disagree.
Fine. That's fine. You're a drug addict.
I disagree.
It's easy to disagree. So, hey, how often do you guys use ecstasy?
See, that's the thing. It's not addictive, so it's not... like every day or
once
every 2 months.
Okay, all right, that's not so bad.
Yeah,
okay.
it's not regular.
Uy, 20 years na namin ginagamit yun mo, ha? Hindi nga kami na addict eh.
we've been together 10 years and we've been doing it.
Addiction if you can't function without it.
Okay, can you not have it in your life?
Yeah. We've been sober before we went back to it. We've sober for
trust me. Listen. Trust me. In his defense, and again, hardly will you find a show where the co-hosts are like, "Yeah, listen. If you're doing the drugs, that's fine, okay." But you need to communicate. but
right.
Let me tell you this. I'll tell you this. No. Listen. The three of us. I can't speak for Chopper, but at least for Alex and I, I'm pretty sure we could. When you say me and my wife are having sex for 5 hours every time we bang, if we're high on ecstasy. Both Alex and I said, makatry nga. You know, it is appealing when you say something like that. But
I was thinking about telling you that, but since you're not. No. But let me tell you this. Ice bath, just do the ice bath. It's two times increasing your dopamine.
Yeah, pero two times lumiliititi mo sa ice bath. Naman, so I'm like,
No. During the ice bath, yes. After which, rock hard. I promise you that.
Kasi pare, you're talking from a rich
point of view. It's a next level. It's an it's a life hack.
Pare,
it's super healthy.
Mga kapitbahay namin dito, bumili ako ng ice yellow.
Yeah, Alex, but you're rich now. You can live this life. This life that this guy is doing is fine.
The benefit of ice bath is next level.
Okay, I agree. We're not talking about ice bath here. We're talking about ecstasy. I agree that the ice bath is very beneficial. I understand all of its healing properties, like the swelling and all of that shit. I get it. We are talking about fucking drugs here, okay?
I don't think it's swelling. Inflammation.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck it is, all right? I mean, like, I'm asking a question about drugs. You're like, listen, kale, you got to eat the kale. You got to put that shit in your fucking food. You have to put the protein powder.
Spinach, right,
I'm talking about the fucking ecstasy here, okay?
Super greens.
Yep. What we do is we ice bath, then we pop, and it's twice the fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piyok, piyok pa.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Tired, no?
It's amazing.
Try it once.
Yeah.
It's fucking fun.
When I have breakfast, the whole table just gets up and leaves, right? Like, I can't wait. All right. Thanks for the call, man. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Mag-iinalay mga kapitbahay namin pag bumili ako. Pabili nga po ng 30 ice yellow. Ikipiso yun.
I've never done drugs, never tried it. I don't even do the marijuana thing. Like, it's legal here, but, you know, in our youth. What's your drug menu look like, Alex, in your history?
Nung ano ko, bata-bata ako, chonky. Marijuana yun.
Yeah, chonky.
Nag-try ako ng shabu ng 1991, pero 3 months lang. Wala. Kasi nga, mahirap na kami, di ba?
Sounds like a lot.
Hindi, mahirap kami. Yung 10 kami nagahati-hati. Kaya hindi ko alam kung nag-pretend lang ako na.
Oh, because you're just cutting it thin. I know Choppers tried marijuana.
No, man. Wala siyang magandang nadulot. Hanggang 25 years old lang dapat yung mga testing na yan. Tapos you go on with your...
40 years old.
No, my kuya made me try it to say like, okay, so you don't go out there and try it. And we were at my aunt's house and I ended up eating isang malaking Pyrex ng spaghetti. And then that was, I'm like, this is like, I don't see why people do this. It's not fun. I'm like, I'm normal, pero like.
One Pyrex of spaghetti later. But I'm surprised that in your party days, you didn't take any of the stuff that maybe your friends would have been
big
fans
of. I have friends that did it. And actually my best friend, when I was in high school that time, she partied hard. Like I have cousins that party, but I'm always so scared of drugs. I think my kuya did a very good job of telling me, like, you don't need this
even shit. When you're drunk as shit, like, you're not your best, because it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to not do drugs. Opinion, because I don't know. It's hard to not do drugs when your best friend is doing drugs and you guys are fucking shit-faced out of the club. Like,
I know you imagine that I go home shit-faced out of the club because you've seen me come home shit-faced, but no, because I drive all of us home and I'm the responsible one in our group. So, it never sparked enough curiosity from me. I'm so scared. I'm so scared that, fuck, like, ano mangyayari sa akin? Baka magising ako, tapos kung ano na nangyayari. Like, all that shit, like, I'm too paranoid for that. I can't.
Lex, what?
Ako yung kaibigan ko mayaman nung nagshabu, hindi ako sumabay kasi alam ko mapapariwara ako. Nung lumipat ako sa Malabon, doon ako nag-try kasi alam ko hindi ako mapapariwara. Dahil one port, tapos we're being shared by 10. Yung kaibigan ko, 1 gram.
Wow.
Right. And I know, pag sumabay ako sa niya, and that's dangerous, man.
Want to say hi to Nico Ramos, who's here in the playback.
This is not BSE, though.
He's taking notes on the competition.
Oh, BSE.
We're just a simple program. Best. We're not playing.
BSE
the best.
Is on tomorrow. So Sunday night for all of you in Manila, or Philippines.
We're not threatened by that. although, Alex, promote si Mohan sa Instagram niya ng BSE. And he always keeps saying, Nico's gonna be back. Nico's gonna be back.
Because he's back tomorrow. Back.
Even on the radio, he might be back. And Nico's gonna be back. Like, sino ba si Nico? My
Chopper,
goodness.
Meron naman tayong panlaban. Remember last time, meron kang pasando? Now, paikli na yung ano mo, yung dito. May pakilikili na si Chopper.
Tangan bukas.
May pakilikili na si Chopper, saka may pa ano na.
Next episode, putang bra lang.
Watch out. May kilikili na.
No, kasi kanina, naka-ako t-shirt, tapos meron akong
cardigan. No, Chopper. Do it, Chopper.
And then Mo was like, so, ganyan-ganyan yung ano podcast, good time. Okay. And then are you gonna wear that? Ginana na naman niya. I guess.
Oh, tingnan mo si
Nico. Jokes and your kilikili.
Nico says, Jel, does he say he loves you to you as much as he says it to me?
No, Nico, he doesn't. He says it to you more. And then now he talks about looking up hottest men alive.
Dr. Mike. And you know,
I really think this is the problem in our relationship. I really do. So Nico, I don't know.
You know, there's one thing I miss about Nico since he's gotten married, and we should bring this up, is when pre-marriage, he would let out this massive words back. Because, hey, you know, the Pia talk started from on BSC. Yeah. It wasn't a AMA thing. Nico, if you don't know, we talk about words back here on the show fucking every day, okay? She, even till now, is referenced here, but pre-marriage, words back was like yelled from the top of the mountains by Nico. So he no longer does that. He has matured.
No. Don't make him like claim the fame to Paano Kung Si Pia. Paano Kung Si Pia started at the AMA.
No.
He just crushed on Pia.
I didn't say that line. Yeah, I did not say Paano Na Si Pia. I didn't say that line. I am talking about full last name. Screaming, that's a Nico move.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll bring that back tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll take a break.
Tali ng buhok, chopper. Tali ng buhok, chopper.
Stop it!
What was it? Pinay Kilikili on IG. There was a Pinay Kilikili account on IG where she made it and she was so happy about it.
I wasn't so happy.
You were so happy.
You kept reposting. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was why can't you be happy about it? Putang ina kung may Pinoy balls and I'm on it.
Chopper. Bicep, chopper. Bicep.
That's right.
Come on, chopper. Ginawa mo na kayo na chopper.
Joke lang yun. Hindi pwedeng on cue. Ano ba?
Come on, let's see. 40-year-old kilikili, Pinay kilikili, no. But at 40. Empowerment. Let's
no.
go. Just one.
Next, the bicep.
Stop!
Sabi chopper ka din. Sabi chopper ka din.
Yeah, hindi na. Gumagano
siya. Alex, it's time. Alex has to go. Come on.
Take a break. When we come back, we have
no,
more
no, no. I can stay for the kilikili.
We'll take...
Next kilikili time.
By the way, all
time.
Everybody,
we should play Sexy Time.
We can't play Sexy Time. We're a respectable show now. Hey,
when did this become a respectable show?
Because we can't broadcast porn. Okay. Oh. When we, I just want a reminder. Tomorrow, after the BSC episode, I'll be jumping on Nico's podcast. So all of you guys here on.
Wow, Alex.
Wala akong invite on yours, Alex.
Alex.
I'll be everybody.
Like Draymond Green. I'm Draymond Green now. LeBron James, pumunta ka dun kay.
We'll take a break when we come back. More of the show, GTWM, year 13, episode number 20. Back after this on Go Away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 20. It's an AMA, back-to-back. Alex, Chopper, myself, you guys, streaming live on playback.tv/goodtimes, which again has an app that you can download as well. You'll get notifications. Like, that's the first thing sometimes I read on the chat room when we start the show, people go, wow, it's so much better to have notifications, because otherwise you kind of just have to man the IG stories, but those things last for 24 hours. So many people miss the live shows, but today they don't because of the notification. I know Saturday morning isn't one of the more popular times to do a podcast for the live group, but if you are here, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. Of course, you can always download both the radio show and the podcast on Spotify, but both of the shows are on the same playback channel, and you can watch us live wherever you are around the world, live on Magic 89.9 with Alex, with Sam, with Kirill, with Bam Aquino, myself, all included there. So make sure to get playback.tv/goodtimes. Alex, you will be in Singapore in a day or two here.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, fantastic. Fucking love Singapore.
Tomorrow I'll be there, Singapore. Tapos yung dalawang sold out show ko, March 25 and 26. Pero ang ginawa, nag-open na lang ng mga bar stools, and you can stand if you want. Pero yun na lang available na dalawang araw, 25 and 26. And I'll be back here sa Manila 27. So, nandiyan naman ako sa Subic during the Holy Week for 3 shows. So, just check our new website, www.thecomedycrew.com, and my new website, alexcalleja.com. Yan. Lahat sa mga details, nandiyan na. Nag-website na ako, naiyaw kay Mo. Parang, pangalan sa sanya, check our website, www.thecomedycrew.com or www.alexcalleja.com. Lahat ng schedule, nandiyan.
Parang Alex, please visit. Na
kailangan. Oh, Dubai.
Forget. Oh, that's
Dubai.
Right.
Big
that's
one.
Right.
Big one is Dubai.
Ay, Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai. Salamat sa nagpa-press ko na ko the other day.
I saw that.
For the Dubai Comedy Festival. Salamat sa lahat mga press na pumunta. Please, April 13, Dubai Comedy Festival, just sa Dubai Opera. Ngayon, nasa mga around 100 tickets na nabibili. We still have 700 tickets to go. So please, help me. 6:30 p.m., April 13, Saturday, Dubai Comedy Festival. Ang ticket link ay dubaicomedyfest.ae. Yan.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Love it. Let's keep the ball rolling here. We're hoping to get a back-to-back, but one of our callers just got into a car accident. So we'll keep that hope alive, but let's move from her temporarily.
Oh,
and
let's move
take our
I mean, we
next
hope
call.
She's fine is what Mo...
All I care about is the show. And if they're fine, they're fine. If they're not, gotta keep going. Let's go to Kev. You're 23 years old in a all Bisaya episode. You're in Bacolod. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Good morning po sa inyo lahat. Yun, I'm 23 years old po ako. And then
hi. This is Alex, by the way. This is Chopper.
Hey.
Good morning po, Sir Alex and Ms.
Chopper. Po na siya. Oh, sige, go.
Hello. Salamat sa
inyo. Ano, nag-start ito kasi way back mga 2 years ago, nag-start ako pandemic. So, ano, online sabong, ganun. So, okay naman. Parang di naman masyado yung winnings, pero wala namang talo. And then after that, meron akong napagdaanan like matinding problem, family, and then love life, ganun. So, sobrang lungkot. Then, nag-start ako, ano, online casino and then NBA odds. At first, parang sobrang paldo. Like, daming hundreds, thousands of pesos. So, after that, mga last year siguro, matinding talo. So, around 300,000.
Holy fuck!
So, ayun. So, right now, nakalahati ko naman siya. Pero yung problem ko kasi, like, parang yung 300k na loan ko sa isang loan shark. So, nabayaran ko naman, pero para bayaran yun, kumiram ako sa mga tropa, ganun. So, ngayon, 30k na lang yung balance ko sa loan shark. And then, yung ibang friends ko, parang sabay-sabay na nangingil.
Yeah. Oh, so no, loan more so you can pay it off. Like, just loan from the loan shark again so you can win and pay back.
okay.
Continue.
Yun yung question ko lang, paano ko ba sabihin sa mga, like, alam ko naman na kaya kong tulungan ng pamilya ko pero yung, paano ba ako mag-open up sa kanila na parang, yung gusto ko sanang mangyari, sa kanila na lang ako hihiram para sa kanila na lang ako babayad. Kasi yung ginagawa ko kasi parang whole salary ko, tira lang ako ng mga 2K, 1K. Tapos yan na lang yung gagastusin ko para sa susunod na sahod. Kasi ano, wala naman akong pinaggagastuhan, wala naman pinapaaral, wala naman akong, ano, like parang self ko lang talaga.
How much money do you make a month?
Ganun.
Because you said you are left
less,
with one.
30.
Okay, so it takes, oh my God, it's going to take a while. What are your expenses a month?
Ngayon, wala.
Okay, so you're able to give pagkain. The 28,000 to the debt.
Oh, mga wow. Ganun.
It's pretty amazing. Well, then that's, I don't want to say that's not so bad, but it's just a year of, it's a year of rough times. I'm glad that you're able to acknowledge that paying off the loan shark is not the same thing as paying off your debt. And that's good. But Alex, this is your territory here. You've been through this. I don't have a lot of experience here, but for a 23-year-old to rack up 300,000 is terrifying. Can I ask this? I only know shit that I see on television or movies. If you don't pay the loan shark, do they come over there and break your elbow? Or what is the what's the culture when it comes to loan sharks sa Bacolod?
Yung sa amin naman, di naman ganun kalala. Wala namang threats. Pero kasi isa kong friend kasi nag-vouch sa akin. So yun, parang siya yung pinipressure at siya din nagpipressure sa akin.
Drawing dead on chat. I-cancel ka ng loan shark. That's all. That's what hurts when you're 23.
Kasi first time lang parang
unfollow you.
Na sobrang lala ng lose streak kahit casino or kahit sa NBA, like talo talaga ganun. Pero before that, like sobrang paldo, like punta ako Manila ag umaga, balik ako hapon.
Can you give me one of the NBA games, because I'm a little intrigued. Can you give me one of the NBA games na sure ka pero putang ina natalo? Like
yung ano, Lakers New York ata yun.
Why would you do that? Lakers New York is not a, that's not an easy bet.
Easy, not an easy. The,
pero ano,
I thought yung, you were more like, you know, ads, I think you were more ads, like ads. Boston versus San Antonio in
yung,
Boston.
Ano,
para, tapos talo.
Milwaukee versus Charlotte. Ate?
Talo Milwaukee. There's no
sa
defense.
Ads, mga ganun.
Ah, sakit. No, yun na masakit. Katulad ngayon kahapon, yung Kings versus Wizards.
Talo Kings.
Kings.
Oh, that's tough. At home?
Hindi ko na napanood. Pero nakita ko lang result eh. Akala ko, kasi inoobserbahan ko yung mga kadikit ng Lakers sa ibaba eh. Mo, sorry ah. Magka-addict tayo yung Dallas, okay? Dallas, Golden State, saka Phoenix Suns. Apat tayo doon. Bumaba yung Kings. Yan. So, nananalangin ako matalo yung mga katabi ko. Kasama yung Mavericks mo.
Okay. Bon says yes. Talo Kings at home against Wizards. That's terrible. Alright, so what's the question again? How do you convince your family
paano ako mag-ask help sa anong family ko? Kasi parang may kaya rin ako na ano yun na psychiatrist and then sa kanya ako nag-uusap if ano anong magandang gawin. So sabi niya ganun.
Okay.
Family members.
Alex, again, you've been through this movie. You've seen this movie before. What is this kid gotta do? He's 23 years old. 30K a month.
FYI lang, dalawa nag-message sa akin ngayon in 1 week ng dalawang gambling plan problem na listener ng GTWM natin. One is a female and second is ang male. Last night, yesterday lang. So yung dalawa na yun, GTWM sila. No? So yung isang babae, 27 years old. Yung isa, tapos may asawa siyang BPO. Hindi alam nung ano. Noon natatalo yun, 800,000. Ito namang isa.
Damn.
Yung isang tumawag sa akin kahapon, talagang nanghingi na siya ng ano, parang cry for help na talagang bauna-bauna siya. So ang problema niyan, yung online. Doon ako nahihirapan sa online. Unlike sa kasinong pupunta ka, Okada, Soler, Resorts World, pwede kang paban eh. Na pag nakita ka doon, hindi ka makapasok. Matitigil ka, titulungan ka. Pero of course, mag-aanap ka pagka talagang... ang una dito, sarili mo to ha. Sarili mo, wala tayong ano dito, hindi kami ma-expert, pero sarili mo to. Ibig sabihin, you can stop if you want to stop. Usually, ang reason yan, wala kang pera. Wala ka na mautangan, you will stop. O kaya pag nagugulpi ka na, you will stop. Second, yun nga, pag na-ban ka, ang problema ngayon online, that's why marami lumalapit sa akin for magpapa-endorse ng online. Hindi talaga dahil yung online, hindi umalatang isang taong nagsusugal kasi nakahiga lang. Yung pala, namuhublema na.
Doesn't feel like real money.
Online, taya rin.
Right.
Oh, mabilis.
Yeah. Oh. So, kahit na, sabi nila, i-message mo yung number, mag-number ka, hindi. Mag-change ka lang ng number. Kung talagang gambler ka, mag-change-change ka lang ng number. Kahit pa-block mo yung number mo, magkukuha. Kasi madali eh. Saka nakatago yung ano mo, identity mo. Kaya padaling mag-online. Ang sasabihin ko sa'yo, 23 years old kayo, nakagandaan sa'yo. At ang amount na napatalo mo, 300,000, makikikitain mo pa yan. Promise. Ang goal, ang isang na-addict is gusto niya mabawing nawala sa kanya. Ang sikreto dyan, tanggapin mo na hindi mo na siya mababawi. Pag natanggap mo na hindi mo siya mababawi, yun ang simulang step. Ang gambler kasi kaya bumabalik, mabawi ko lang to, titigil na ako. Mabawi ko lang to, titigil na ako. Hindi ka na makakabawi. Tanggapin mo na yun. Hindi ka na makakabawi, mag-move on ka. Kung wala ka naman palang inaasikasong ano ba, ang problema kung meron kang naghihintay sa yung pamilya, meron kang babayaran tuwing monthly. Ngayon, kung ano lang yan, loan shark lang yan, bayaran mo yan. Doon naman sa pamilya mo na sinasabi mo, magugulat ka pag inaccept ng magugulat ka kung gaano kadali kang tulungan ng family mo. Mas mahirap pa yung pag-iisip mo na baka hindi ka tulungan kaysa yung kaysa sa ibang tao. Magugulat ka, they will accept you. Lalo na pag sinabi mong, "Ma, I wanna change. Dad, I want to change." They will help
ano,
you.
Kasi
at
kuya,
dapat
ano,
ano dyan is, you have to monitor. Ano?
Na-half ko na yung, di ba 300k, na-half ko na yung on my own, mga nabawasan ko siguro mga around 150, 160.
Okay, so ngayon parang 30,000 na lang sa loan shark, tapos mga 130 sa mga kaibigan. So na-half mo na yung 300, yeah. I think kausapin mo, like yung parents mo, sabi nga ni Alex, basta talagang maging honest ka na gusto mo talagang magbago na hindi ka na babalik sa gambling, like you really have to discipline yourself. It's hard because it's addicting, di ba?
Well, listen, let me ask you, when's the last time you made a bet?
Tagal na, mga 7 months ago.
Seven months ago.
Yung talo na malaki talaga, yun yung parang...
Hindi, kahit maliit na bet, lahat ng bet counted.
When's the last time you made a bet?
Wala na.
Seven months. Okay.
Seven months and
in the 7 months, this is where
wala na, tapos ka na.
I know, but this is kind of one more step, right? The 150,000 that you were able to pay off, that has been in the past 7 months as well. Yes? You haven't backslid, you haven't... Yeah. Done it. Okay, then I think you're on the right path. Is this enough, Alex or Chopper, to call him an addict? Or was this just stupid youth and he's been able to overcome it? Because I'm not even 100% sure I can call this an addict. Maybe it was just a product of it being too easy, as Alex was saying.
Yeah, he said na nung pandemic, nag-start siya sa online sabong, like wala lang, ano lang, entertainment.
Yeah, just you're
actually,
just
ano,
stupid.
Namulat na ako, gambling elementary pa lang, panlalaro na ako, poker, ganun.
Okay, so
addict
in your system.
Na,
well, I don't know if that's, again, I still don't know if it's addict, it's just
exposure.
It's exposure
is there. So alam mo nang iwasan. Oh. Iwasan mo na yan kasi walang, tignan mo si Bruno Mars, $15 million ang allegedly na utang niya dito sa MGM.
Yung utong?
Utong
na yan. Utong ba yan?
Chopper, hindi mo kailangan magpakabastos para talunin natin ang BSC.
Yung utang niya, allegedly, sa dito sa, ano na yun eh, walang pinipili talaga yung gambling. Stop it, guys! I'm trying to make a point.
Kailangan ko lang 50,000, pero mo magpautong.
Yeah, 50,000 in debt.
$50 million
okay,
all right. Dollars.
But again, I don't know if...
No, I'm just saying, like, just, I'm so happy.
That's probably the first time Chopper has ever said utong in her life. Like, that's not the vocabulary.
I'm just happy na 7 months ka nang hindi nagsusugal. Sana wala nang ibang outlet ng pagsugal. And yes, talk to your family. Yeah. I think they will help you. It will
save mo yung money, itarugo mo somewhere in the house.
Anong
kind of, just hide it, itago mo somewhere. Listen, I don't know if I would call you an addict. And I don't even know if that's even relevant. Let's say Jix here on the playback.tv/goodtimes, but he lost more than 5M. Like, that's addict shit. I think you just kind of had a bad run. You've been exposed to it at a young age. But guess what? The difference between young age sugal and 23-year-old sugal is you don't have 300,000 to pay that off when you're young. Now you know what it feels like. It hurts. You know it can be crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do something about it. So let's take the positives. You're on the right path. 150K, as Alex said, if you ask your family, but you tell them I want to change. This was crazy. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a long time. Is there, though, Alex, one last question, we'll go. Is there a once you get that 150 left back to zero, a really strong pulling force to come back. Or that's a really an addict thing, and maybe this kid's not that.
Ito ah, 1 to 10, pare, nasa 1 ka pa lang na maranasan mong sakit sa buhay ng pagsusugal. Huwag mo nang darasin yung nadudok ka sa lamesa.
Love it.
O kaya po siya, hindi ka na nakakilo sa bahay. Tapos, nabenta mo na, o kaya may ginawa ka ng katataduan. Huwag mo nang puntahan yung step na yun. Ngayon, sa tanong ni Mo, pag nabayaran mo yan, talagang ang last ng urge na, ngayon naman, it's payback time. It's time naman for me to win, tapos titigil na ako.
Yeah.
Manalo lang ako ng 300,000, tatayimin ako. Man, pag nag-zero ka, it's that start. Ang laging nakakapag-ano sa pasugarol is, one, makabawi, or manalo lang ako.
Para titigil na ako. On the plus side.
O kaya, to try ko ulit. Ngayon, ang gagawin ko, disiplina na. Konting panalo lang, titigil na ako. 1,000 a day lang, tigil na ako. That's BS, man. That's BS. Wala. Talagang dapat.
Yeah, even like you're gonna set yung may limit ka. I'll do this, but I have a limit. Yung gano'n. No, that's don't do that. And then like, on the chat, someone said like, sana bayaran yung friends. I think that's what he's doing. And he actually wants to, kahit na, instead of multiple friends na babayaran, gusto hingi siya ng tulong sa family niya to pay off all his friends and the rest from the loan shark. And isa na lang yung pinag-uutangan niya, which is yung family niya.
Okay.
Mabilis lang to. May utang tayo palagi sa buhay. Pare, may utang tayong lahat ng tao. Why? The moment nagbayad ka ng electricity, may utang ka pa rin sa electric company the first day. Lahat tayo may utang. Okay lang yon, magbayad lang tayo. Second, please. Masama talaga loob ko sa sugal. Marami nagtatawagan sa akin kasi nga, madali lang talaga siya. Ang isang madali lang, stop. Simple, pero dapat talaga stop muna. Yung 7 months mo, malaking bagay yan, man. Alam ba mo, mabilis na lang, ang sugal ay nakakapagpabago ng buhay mo. Bakit? Pag nagsusugal ka, marami kang inuutangan ngayon. At pag inutangan mo, they can judge you. Alipin ka nila kasi may utak ka sa alila. Pwede ka nila pag-isipan na, men, magkakaroon ka ng utang na loob pag may utang ka. Kasi nga, pangalawa, mawawala ka ng value sa money. Why? Pag may pera kang 50,000, pag may isang gamit kang bibilin, ay, sumusugal nga ako, nagpapatalo nga ako ng 150,000, tapos hindi ko malibre yung sarili ko ng gayetong amount, nawawalan ka ng concept ng pera. Kasi lagi mong kinukompare na, nagpatalo nga ako ng ganyang alaga eh. Ba't di ako gagastos ng gayetong alaga? Unlike kung wala ang sugal, you know the value of money. So maraming nawawala sa pagkatao mo. Stop mo yan, pare. Promise.
Okay. All right. You know, Alex, I've never told you this, and this has gone back maybe a year and a half, that, you know, this I'm not aggressive in finding sponsors for this podcast. Like, I don't put rate cards, and I don't contact companies to say, hey, you should sponsor the podcast. I mean, the podcast has plenty of enough listeners. You guys download the shit out of this thing, and I really appreciate it. But, and we have plenty enough to go to a sponsor and find people to generate money and income for this show. There is one company that constantly reaches out, and it's online gambling. And as much as tempting as it is for me, because obviously we would like to earn from this show, as tempting as it is for me to say yes, I always say no to them because of you. I know that this is not your shit. You don't want to have anything to do with it. And because of that, I say no. And as much as Sam and Nico encourage me to accept it, I say for respect out of Alex, we are going to say no.
At kaibigan din ni Mohan yun. So it's not like just a random ask from anyone. So
malay mag-offer. Kakaano lang sa akin. Ayoko na sabihin yung pangalan. Kaka-message na sa akin. Dalawa pa nagpadala sa akin. Kasi nga bagay daw sa podcast ko, yung punch na with Alex Calleja. Sabi ko, naglabas na ako ng message sa online na no to gambling talaga. Kasi, dito sa caller natin, naging biktima ako ng pamilyang nagsusugal at naging biktima din ako ng ako mismo nagsugal.
Yeah.
And it's hell, man. It's hell.
Yeah. And Alex has been here to Vegas. We walk through casinos and stuff and no interest. Zero interest. Even if like, let's try a dollar.
Yeah, because ang daming utong nakalabas eh. When you're on fucking Vegas, he's staring at all this utong. He can't really stare at the utang.
Alex is like, ano chopper? Mag-gamble? Taka lang.
Thank you, Mo. By the way, na-happy ako doon. Kasi yung Yossi, sabi nila, ba't Yossi masama? Yung Yossi masama. Sabi ko, yung Yossi, kahit mag-Yossi ka ng, ano, hindi mauubos pera mo.
Oo. Mag-Yossi
ka, mamamatay ka, sarili mo lang.
Ikaw lang apektado. Alam mo, hindi ka mang...
No, it's not that. You know how much money you have to spend? Yeah, you know how much money you have to spend to die from cigarette smoking? A lot of, like, that's a lot of money. Gambling, it's easier to lose.
May mga gumagano sa akin, sir, baka mamaya may alak din siya, nakakaano na problema yun. Pero alak kasi, hindi ka mamatay sa alak na naubos mo yung bahay. Pari, sasanla ko yung bahay ko. Bakit? Iinom kang beer eh.
Thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, hey, congratulations. Congratulations on your wins.
May one question pa po.
Go.
Yeah. Last na lang, if okay lang. Paano ko ba i-approach yung ano, yung family ko, like, up front na lang, ganun.
Yun yeah, sabi nga ni Alex, it's about admitting and then it also convincing them that you're changed.
Yeah, convincing them
listen, you've convinced us that you've changed and we don't fucking know you. Mm-hmm. These people, your family, they know you. Your friends have helped you out. If I were your friend, I'm 23 years old, I'm not giving you fucking one peso.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And
yeah.
You've been able to convince your friends to do that, right? So,
kasi parang ano, utang na loob na rin nila sa akin kasi nung meron ako, ipapairam din ako eh.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's
whatever.
Good. But just be 100% honest. And I think that will help you. Same the way with the show. Sinabi mo, magkano utang mo na nagkamali ka, nagbabago ka na, binayara mo na kalahati. Ito ngayon yung situation. Don't leave anything
patapos
out of
it. Patapos
na
yung season ng NBA. So wala nang...
Stop it.
You know?
And then say you're seeing a therapist for this and, you know, gusto, you're doing all the steps talagang parang ma-prevent na ulit to, but you could use a little help. And part of that is... also being honest with your family that you have a gambling problem so they can help you also stay away or not to go back to the gambling.
Okay.
Eto, ganito gawin mo. Ganito tongits kayo. Bigla ko ibagsak yung paraan mo. Ayoko na magsuga. O kaya pangalawa ganito. Pare, totoo to. Sabi mo, Ma, nakapatay ako ng tao. Magsabi, ha? Hindi, nagsusuga lang ako. Pero tamo naman ha. Kung nakapatay ako, mas grabe yun. Suga lang ito. So ito nga, gusto ko na magbago.
So, kasi pag hindi ako tinuro sa sugal, papatay ako. Mga 10,000 lang yan.
Oh my
to hire
God.
Hire hitman, 300,000 is different. Okay, go. Get out of here. Have a good day. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Bata ka, 22 years old. Ako.
Shit. Yeah. I mean,
buti hindi sumabay talaga yung sa ano ko. Sabi ko nga, ayan. Ang daming tokso mo sa ano, may mga ads sila na pag pinindot mo, diretso ka kagad doon sa ano. Tapos pag nakikita mo lahat ng mga vloggers dito ngayon sa dulo nagpo-promote ng gambling.
Yeah, I know ano, because it's much more.
Sa'yo,
mo.
It's much
more.
Malaking pera 'yan kasi malaking pera in-offer sa akin.
Yeah, no, it is a lot. And no, I mean, listen, your contribution to the show is better than any monetary contribution to the show. So and we're friends, so of course. But that's second lang, Alex. Just in case. Let's talk.
Your friendship, second place.
That portion was brought to you by Bingo. That portion was brought to you by
BingoPilipinas.com.
Pwede naman siguro Bingo. Hindi ba masaya naman yung Bingo?
No, it's
sabi ni Mo, sa sponsor, tol, hindi ko kayo mapomote ng directly, pero magpapatawag ako
ng callers. Tatanungin namin
kung saan sila. Kahit naman makama kwento, mapasok sa mga listeners namin yung gambling. Okay ba yon? Para lang mapalusog ko kay Alex. Go, Mo. That's okay. That's nice. That's reverse psychology. Okay. Oh,
you gave Mohan an idea.
Okay. Let me call him back. MJ from Ohio, good friend of the show, back on the show. MJ, how old are you again, MJ? I keep forgetting and I need it for my notes here. 44
hey,
years
MJ,
old.
Hey, yeah. MJ.
What's up?
MJ, Alex, did you say you were going to see MJ in the U.S. when you do show up here in August?
Yeah, para lang sa small talk, para kunyari.
Just come here to Vegas, MJ, and then we'll just all hang out
in
Vegas.
Sabi niyo po, sabi mo, MJ, magkikita tayo sa Vegas.
Pwede.
Sabi mo, magkakasino.
August.
Sabi mo, magkakasino tayo.
Gago.
Hindi ako mahilig magkasino.
Good answer.
Oh,
yes.
Sabi ko din.
Pero mahilig sa utong. So anyway, MJ, you are back on the show. Let me just be kind of transparent. Everybody knows, like, obviously you're now friends with us personally, but most of your phone calls, if not all of your phone calls to this show, has everything to do with how do I get more sex? from my wife.
It's not uncommon though.
Yeah, how do I get more sex from my wife? It's is every
midlife
single
crisis.
Yeah, every single call you make to the show is the same question. Is this another how do I get more sex from my wife question?
Oh no, no, no. Ooh. Actually, it's
how do I say no to my wife? There's too much sex.
who would say no, right?
Yeah. Who would? Nobody.
So, who would? I won't. I mean, I'm sure the guys won't too. But no, I just wanted to ask because I'm in a dilemma. I just want to do something for her because of all the winning I've been, you know.
What does winning mean? What does that mean?
You know, getting more intimate time with
we've just said sex like 40 times. Are you talking about sex?
Yeah, winning and getting more intimacy.
Yeah, no, I'm just like the coding of like, so I'm getting a little bit more intimacy. And like, we said banging 100 times for the past 3 seconds.
Just say sex, MJ.
Yeah. I've been getting more sex from my wife.
Yeah, getting more sex.
Because you want it every day. You wanted it every day, right?
Oh, kasi sabi mo, naalala ko sa last call, when you're on vacation, the kids are away and stuff, you get it every day. And then you wanted sana na every day din or close to every day.
While it's on vacation. I mean, gusto ko lang sagarin kasi vacation eh. I mean, there's no pressure, di ba? But
so now, bad.
Like 3 to 4 times a week.
Right now.
That's plenty. That's
right now, right now.
No, that's why he's so happy.
Okay.
No, because there's some of the, you know, some of your suggestions help talaga. Plus, we have this once a month, parang therapy, like a coach, couples coach. You know, she talks about, you know, the relationship and whatnot, kung ano yung pwede yung gawin, and, di ba?
Yeah.
So you go together. About, you go together?
Well, it's a life
coach.
Yeah,
we go together. That's once a month. And then, you know, she talks about love language. She talks about, you know, anxiety, what makes you, you know, comfortable and what's... Okay, and we use that and we...
What was her love language? What's her love language?
Service.
Okay, yeah, because, again, well, let's remind everybody that MJ is absurdly wealthy, absurdly, and... Both you and your wife are very financially successful, both independently, but as a group, you are a mega cash machine. And if her love language were gifts, this is an easy problem because you can just throw money at that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have called so many times about getting more sex that you're finally here, you finally achieved it, and you want to show your appreciation. And I totally get that. And you should show your appreciation because you communicate